the ultimate gospel experience.
This is Truth is Holy with Ken Jones. Now, here's Ken.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you, people of Jacksonville and the nation and the world? How are you? How are you this evening? I pray all is well with you. Shall we pray? Father God, we love you. We thank you for everything that you have done for us, everything that you will do for us, and for right now. We love you because of the greatness of your power that worketh in us and through us. We love you because you have supplied every need, all of our wants and our wishes, in seasons of stripes and debate. Father God, thou art faithful, and great is thy faithfulness. Bless, I pray, according to your will, the people, the city, the nation, the world. In Jesus' name, those that are sick and afflicted, those that have lost loved ones, those that are grieving and bereaving, those that are missing, seek and save, O God, that which is lost. Amen. Hey, people of God, how are you? And people that don't know God, how are you doing? This is Ken Jones, and I just wanted to share with you all. I've come to almost my year on radio, and with this station at 107.9, this is my last month here. And I'm going to miss all the interactive, the creativity, and the informative setting that we have established in the relationship and the rapport that has been built. I ask that you pray for me, and you can always find me on Bible Voices, you know, on Facebook, or those that do not have Facebook, you can go to ChristZion.com. That's ChristZion.com. And I'm also Ken Jones on Facebook, as you know, you guys know. It's you can always stay in touch with me there. And remember, I always tell you, please volunteer. You know, there's great groups, and you know we got the big parade coming up in January, the Martin Luther King Parade. Come on and volunteer. Churches, people, dress your people. Get some T-shirts and show some pride. Promote yourself. Promote your organization, your organism, the place of worship where you worship at. Let your people come out and walk and smile at people and introduce themselves. Be a part of the parade. All you school members and bands and such, develop more cultural habits. Support us. Support minority businesses. Support you. Support your community. Support us as a people. Would you do it? Do it for you. Don't do it for me. Do it for you. Show your children and your grandchildren what pride means. Instill in them value, cleanliness, not throwing trash on the streets. Teach them to do that which is right so the Lord can bless them. Amen. You know I love you. I love each and every one of you. I always say if they don't want that woman with those five little kids and them slides on, they don't want me. They don't want the little young men with their pants down, mouth full of gold. Yeah, 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 yeah. They don't want me. I'm for the people. So I pray that you pray for me, and you can contact me and volunteer. For MLK, Gary Thomas, the president, would love to have you. We need the support. And we need you to donate as well. The Gullah Geechee needs you. The Gullah Geechee Nation, CDC, here in Jacksonville, they need you. We have so much plans and stuff for our children to increase their education and knowledge, not in the school system, but what we volunteer to raise their grade levels, 3, 4, 5 grade levels with tutoring and things that we offer for the Newtown Learning Center and stuff with Drs. Mildred Smith and others. We need you. Won't you volunteer? Won't you support? Won't you donate? I know that there's now not many listeners out there, and the people, some kind of way, has become more complacent, which we understand. The number to the show is 904-296-2251. If you'd like to call in today, and I'd love to hear your sentiments, 296-2251 is the number to the show. If you have something on your mind, you can feel free to call. Okay. I want you to volunteer, though. God said, I'll give you rest. I'll give you strength. I will answer you. I will believe you. I will bless you. I will not fail you. I am for you. I'll provide for you. I will be with you. And most of all, he says, I love you, and I love you too. I love you, beautiful people, and I love this beautiful and great city. And I pray your blessings be in the newness of God, that you walk lifted up, that you walk not with your head hung down. I know sometimes it seems like we're overcome and overwhelmed with different situations and things. But the Lord will not put on us any more than we're able to bear. Believe me and believe God. There are 5 steps to prayer. The number to the show, 296-2251. The first step is to pray for wisdom. And not just in your life, but in everybody's life. Sometime God will lead you to pray for people that you don't know, situations or circumstances. Sometimes I'm writing and I will see a person and I would have a thought and I'd say, oh, I'm learning. When you see that or you feel that someone is being victimized or being abused, you just pray. The Lord allow you to see the Spirit and to see things in the Spirit on people. You don't know them. It's just in passing. But we have to pray without ceasing, because in 18:1, man is to always pray and not to faint. James 1:5 says that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God. You need wisdom. I need wisdom. We need to judge between what is said and what is not being said. I always teach the most important thing is not what is said. The most important thing is what is not being said. And we have to interpret what is not being said. We have to use our analytics and be analytical in our dissemination of information. We have to promote ourselves. We are Black Business Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. Won't you support one another? Won't you support you? If you spend a dollar every day or once a week at a minority black and brown business here in Jacksonville, we'll increase the minority businesses by 20, 30, 40%. If you would start saving and getting out of renting, we will increase the minority home ownership here in this city 50%. The rent's going up. You have nothing when you walk away. And you said, I can't afford to buy. But yet you've been in this place 10 years and you're paying $800 a month. That's $80,000. You can't afford not to move. The number to the show, 296-2251. 904-296-2251. This is Ken Jones. The second step to praying is to seek God's will first and foremost. In 1 John 5:14, this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And I was, as I was teaching in Matthew 7, 7th chapter, verses 24 through 30, you ask, you seek, and you knock. And asking is not just one time. You keep asking and asking and asking and asking. You keep seeking, 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 seeking. You keep knocking, knocking, knocking. God is sure. His will is sure. His way is sure. Love people. Love yourself. Charity begins at home and then it spreads abroad. We have issues and things that we want. Education, better jobs, political freedoms. But the most useful asset of a person is not a head full of knowledge, but a heart full of love, with ears open to listen and hands willing to help. This is what is useful. Won't you do what you can for someone else? It's more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. We have a call. Okay, dear. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine. How are you doing? Who am I speaking with? This is Ken Jones.
My name is Cheryl, Ken.
Hey, Cheryl.
How are you?
Very well.
I have a question. I heard you say if we buy some minorities, that would do, what you say that would do?
It will increase our minority businesses by 20, 30, 40, 50% here in this city, which is a goal that I have.
So how do we know who's minority or not? I mean, it's not like when you go to the store, you see them. So how do you know who's minority? So you can't buy from them if you don't know.
Yeah, but I'm not saying anybody that doesn't look like us. It's easy to find somebody that looks like you and I.
Right.
That's the owner of the business, not a pawn, not a stand-in, not a fill-in. Not a supplanter or a supplement, but an original that is black owned, black operated.
Yes. But how do I find them?
They're here in the city. I know we need a directory. I would love to have a directory of black minority, of black owned businesses or for black owned realtors and stuff. But I know that they're here in the city. A lot of times you're going to have to Google that, but there's plenty. I live on the north side. I don't know where you commute and whatnot.
And I'm on the south side.
You're on the south side. Yeah, so, you know, you just have to ask friends, and sometimes you have to ask your enemies, hey, where you shop?
Yes. You know, I'd like to support my brothers and sisters. I'd like to support them anyway, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the only way that we can have the economic power that we need, because we're economically deficient.
Yes, absolutely.
We don't have the ample opportunities that are presented to others.
Right,
dollars that
are
coming in our community, they circulate maybe one time, maybe, and they're gone.
Yeah, yes.
So we need to do that, because we hire, we sustain, and we promote.
Yes. hair. I called the nail salon and asked them, were they black, were they minority owned? And she says, no, we're Vietnamese. I said, okay. So you can call the businesses, and it's still hard to find them.
Yes, you do.
Like, and I wish we had a directory.
I would love to, and I'm going to try and work on that now that I'm going to be going off the air. This is my last month here. At the end of this month, I'm choosing to exit here. And so, yeah.
But God has called you to do something else, huh?
Well, it's a never-ending journey with the Lord.
Right.
You know, the blessing of the Lord maketh us rich and adds no sorrow.
Really?
And eyes have not seen, ears have heard, neither has it entered into the mind the things that God have stored for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. We fret not ourselves. Yeah, we don't know. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, he leads and feeds, and we follow and swallow. So, yeah, there's always something more. And you can always follow me if you do have a Facebook, or if you
don't. I have an Instagram. I don't do Facebook.
Okay, well, I have a website. It's called ChristZion, ChristZion.com. Or you can always Google Christ Zion Inc. And I'm the only thing to come up. You'll see the Bible Voices, the Ken Jones, and, you know, the radio and different things. What I do, community works and different pages and such.
And you can always. Tell it again, Ken. You said Christ what?
ChristZion.com. That's ChristZion.com.
Okay. All righty. Mm-hmm. Give me the last thing. Okay, I got it.
And down at the bottom, it has all the email, contact, phone numbers. And my number is the 904-234-6481. And we would love to have you participating. Are you a minority business yourself?
Or you? No, I'm not. My husband is trying to start a business.
Mm-hmm. What kind?
Start one. Well, he's driving trucks. Mm-hmm. It's a truck driving. He's going to be, you know, what do you call these trucks that bring cars to the car lot?
Yeah, car carriers.
Mm-hmm. Car carriers. That's what he's going to do. So mm-hmm. we're waiting to purchase a truck.
Okay, for the transporting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, that's a good business. I mean, I retired from the car business. I used to be a buyer, auction guy, you know, going buy for a big major dealer down in Miami. Yeah, South Motors International, Acura, Miami Honda, Central Honda. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
South Motors, cool. Nissan, Esserman. Yeah, I used to be a buyer for them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's good. So if I need some information or something, I can probably call
you
next question, huh?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I love cars.
Network, right?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Yeah, absolutely. I am my brother's keeper.
All right now. I am too. Okay, Ken, so... What do you give me a number for? What do you do?
Well, just promote us and volunteering with MLK. If mm-hmm. you have some spare time, we'd love to have you. You know, we do the parade every year. President Gary Thomas would love to have you on board. And, you know, if you know a church or you're a member to a church or anything, let them come and promote themselves and wear their little T-shirts and say, we're Calvary's, whatever you are.
Okay.
Come out and let's start promoting culture. Because I notice here in the city, the people just don't want the culture. I don't know what it is. I mean, we like little festivals and stuff, but we don't want, you know, for us. And we have things and all
people
kinds of
scared.
Stuff.
Hmm? They're scared.
Are you from here?
No, sir. I mean, I've been here since 89, but I was born in Georgia and raised in Jersey.
Okay, yeah, I'm from Miami, so yeah, we have a more unified system down there.
Yes, but
I don't know what it is, but I'm sure that the people are willing to make changes, and I know changes is very scary.
Yeah, it is. You gotta get them to try something.
Yeah.
You gotta do something, because if you stay in one spot, you're never gonna find out what if.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of you and your husband, and I wish you well in your new endeavor in your own business. And you have a plan, and you work your plan, and you'll automatically plan to succeed.
Yes, thank you so much, Ken.
Hey, you're more than welcome, Cheryl. Nice meeting you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. number to the show, 296-2251. 904-296-2251. That was Cheryl. I want to start a little business. Isn't that a blessing? And don't forget, you know, we do the tutoring. And we're starting, I believe, with Mr. Thomas there at the MLK Memorial Foundation. He's going to start up some tutoring as well. And they're looking for a building to help our children, the underserved and the underprivileged. You guys have little computers or different things, or you know people that have the means to donate and support, please do, because all of these organizations, Gullah Geechee, Newtown Learning Center, MLK Foundation, they're all 501c3s. And we're in the city and in the heart of the city with the city at heart. So please, if you can, find the time to volunteer. Remember, it's not about the knowledge, but it's a heart full of love and ears open to listen and hands willing to help. And if you bear that concept and grasp that, you'll be a better person. You'll get joy. You'll feel better when you help somebody else. The Lord said, and I understand this, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You get such a great joy when you do something and you see a smile on a kid's or a senior or one of your brothers and sisters' face that you thought enough. You're helping me? Yeah, I'm helping you. Yeah, but you don't know me. I know. But it's okay. Now I get a chance to know you. How are you doing? And you introduce yourself, you know? And they're so happy, and you're happy. It just blesses you. It blesses me. I love it. I thank God for the opportunity to work for Him, to love Him, and to give my all for Him. This is Ken Jones. Truth is Holy, Principles for Daily Living. I thank God for you, for allowing me to come into your homes, for allowing me to speak to you. Many have commented on the teaching and the preaching that they love and the support that they give. I want to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. Pray much for me. We got a few more minutes. 296-2251. 296-2251. If you are very majestic and magisterial in condemning others, I caution you. Judge not. Matthew 7:1 says, I know. In Luke 18, two men went to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, one a publican. The Pharisee stood off. Yeah, I thank you I'm not like him. I thank you I'm not like her. I thank you I'm not like them. But yeah, just because you're not in the storm today, tomorrow you may be in the storm.
Yes, I'm pushing on hold, okay?
Yeah. Well, we have another call. Okay. Yep. Hello.
Hi, my name is Ava Jeanette Hartley.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, I think your radio station is great. My dad and my family go to Woodland Acres Church.
Uh-huh.
And it just so happens I'm 29 years old. I just celebrated my birthday August 31st.
Okay.
Yes, I used to go to a school called La Villa.
Okay.
And basically, I make some projects. I'm studying my own business.
Okay.
Well, my business is going to be an anime club, art, music, writing, journalism, and photography.
Okay. That's a blessing. Where are you located?
This is what happens that I live on 6843 Brandomir Road South.
Okay.
And my parents believe in Martin Luther King.
Okay. Well, that's a blessing. We thank God for that. And we need to have more culture. I love art. I used to draw, and I don't know why I walked away from it, but I used to draw, and I've got drawing. I love art. Got a bunch of art and culture art and Afrocentric stuff and things, and I love that. I love God's creation. Well, I thank God for you. What would you like to leave real quick, because we have only a few seconds. What would you like to say to the people?
Well, to the people of the world, to the people of Africa, I would like to do the verse Hebrews 11:12.
Okay.
Chapter 11, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen. And we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank God for you. God bless you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, pray for me. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I love you. Yeah, we got a couple of seconds left. So, Lord, we just ask your blessing to be upon the people. Keep our heads lifted up in you. Higher heights and deeper depths in your word. This is Ken Jones. Truth is holy. Principles for daily living. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. Remember, all God, all day, all the time. Live holy. God bless you.
Thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Again, that's P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can reach us by phone at 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. You can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion. That's Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S, Zion, Christ Zion on Facebook. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy. Ken Jones, Christ Zion. Principles for daily living. Because he cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time. Live holy. God bless you.